We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. The Beer Amigos.
Hey, this is Travis.
And this is Mike.
And we are
the Beer Amigos.
We are here at the Golden Tap Awards, but we are going to hop into the DeLorean and go back in time.
Back in time.
We're going back in time.
To last Saturday.
To the beginning of Long Island Craft Beer Week, where we will be at Bayfest at the Great South Bay Brewery in Bayshore, New York.
We had the opportunity to talk to Rick and Phil live at Bayfest to get their intake on how things were going, what it took to prepare for the festival, and how they feel it's playing out. So stay tuned.
Plenty of great things to come on this episode of the Beer Amigos. We are here at the Great South Bay Bayfest, the inaugural event on Saturday, May 11th. That's a good word. If you can work through that, you know you have been drinking enough, but not too much. We are here with Rick Sobotka, the man, the myth,
the legend
behind Great South Bay Brewery. Rick, this event's underway. It's, today's been, you've been prepping for this for quite some time. Tell us about that build up to today and how today's going so far.
Well, thank you, Beer Amigos. It's always a pleasure to speak with you guys. Yeah, this Bayfest has been in the planning works for since late December. We put it together slowly and surely, yet we found that most of the work occurred this morning, which was a crazy, crazy, crazy setup, but it all pulled off. At 1 p.m. when we opened the gates, everything was ready to go. It's spectacular. I had no idea what it would look like with this many people, and I found that people are excited that we have an outside beer attraction, an inside near our brewery tanks, and in our tasting room. It's a great flow. It's a great time. I think everyone's having a wonderful time, including myself. The beer is pouring great. We're celebrating Long Island Craft Beer Week as a kickoff to the spectacular beer that's coming out of Long Island now. It's a fantastic moment. I'm excited beyond belief.
I mean, you absolutely have to be like ecstatic with the culmination of, everything transpiring, you being in this new facility, which is huge from a square footage standpoint. And you can really see, the details that you put in so far, and looking to the future, you can see where this facility will be when all is said and done. And I know that that's something I'm pumped about. That's something that a lot of people here today are maybe seeing for the first time. And you have to be pumped about that. I know that, this process can be tedious for everyone. And this wasn't your original facility. And now you're here. And in a sense, could be a blessing in disguise. Maybe, you could tell us about when you physically moved into this brewery and a little bit about setting up. I know that you are now brewing at this facility. So that's got to be a huge relief for you.
Yes, it's a huge relief. It's very exciting. We moved from our other location. I'm here with one of my partners, Doug Davis.
Hello, Doug Davis.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
With Doug's help and everything, this Plan B turned into just a spectacular arena to brew beer. We started setting up in July, and then through the time, we basically set up our equipment. And not only is this a kickoff to Long Island Craft Beer Week, but at the same time, it's almost a grand opening for the kickoff for our brewery. And we're ready to brew this week. We've got all our ingredients. We have our brand new 30-barrel brewery set up. And we're going to be able to do a lot of amazing things here.
Absolutely. I mean, the sheer size of it in itself is monumental. It's really nice to see that you are offering a bulk of your beers today and also infusing them with the Randall some fresh apricots and some fresh hops. I know that's very huge now, and I absolutely look forward to trying some of that, which I haven't had yet. The Blonde Ambition is something that you've done some things with for some special events. You've done a little Blood Orange with your Robert Moses. So is the Randall a really good opportunity for you to maybe experiment for those one-offs that you could do for events of this magnitude?
Well, the Randalls are great. We actually... We don't lack any creativity here at Great South Bay. When we started planning Bayfest, we wanted to give some of the people who are going to come here as a vendor and pour some of our beer. The Randall is exciting. You can put anything in the Randall. We're serving from our taps our Blonde Ambition with fresh apricots that were basically bought this morning, sliced, and served. It's Blonde Ambition poured over the apricots. It gives a distinguishing fresh fruit apricot taste, which is fantastic. And one of the other stations with TJ Finley's, they're pouring our massive IPA over our Oak Rum Spirals, which is our new Tell No Tales IPA. And over at the tap room, they are pouring our Blood Orange Pale Ale through another Randall, poured over fresh local Conzella Cascade hops. It's exciting to do like neat things. The Randall's exciting. We tried to invent a different station throughout the entire brewery. We have our large beer tent, which is holding currently 20 different breweries. Great South Bay has a station out there. Throughout the production facility side of our brewery, we have the Randall's and a couple other beers pouring. Then back into the tasting room, we have the new up-and-coming breweries that are just getting started, and we're presenting their beers, some of them for the first time, in addition to our beer, the Golden IPA. Basically, it's a Bayfest edition. It's a little switch up from our Field 5, which we released a little while ago. It's a fantastic all-Pilsner malted IPA, Horizon hops, Citra hops, big flavor, bold. I don't know. It's a spectacle. It's fantastic. It's an exciting time, and I think we really hit it. We always we think big. We think big. I have a great crew. There's now seven of us between my director, Phil Ebel, my brewer, Greg Mache, Kevin, Ryan, my assistant brewer, and John Gomez, another assistant brewer, my new salesman, Ken Donahue, Mike Paroli, who is my chef and social media guy, and I hope I didn't leave anyone out, but honestly, we have a fantastic team, and we really wanted to put something together that was like going to blow people away, and I feel like we've done it.
I think the Beer Amigos think big with these sombreros, don't they, Mike?
Absolutely, yeah. So our mentality and Rick at Great South Bay's mentality is very similar in that sense. Obviously, this has been a great event so far today. We're looking forward to it as it progresses through the time we have here. Rick, we always thank you for your time. You're always welcome on the Beer Amigos.
Thank you so much for having us here today.
And we look forward to things to come in the immediate future. Very exciting times, as always. Rick's got to make the rounds. You know, he's got to see the people that came to see him and have some delicious Long Island beers in the process.
And hashtag drink GSB.
Yes, well, thank you. I love the Beer Amigos. I think everything you do for Long Island craft beer movement and beyond is fantastic. You guys are good friends, and we always have a good time together, and I'm certainly glad to always speak with you. Thank you for being here, and welcome to Bayfest, man.
Thank you, Rick.
Good stuff. We are here with the Ebel Empire of Great South Bay Brewery, Phil Ebel, the fifth, correct? This is the man getting a lot of this done at Bayfest today. Huge role in this brewery in general. He is the Renaissance man. He's well-versed in an extensive amount of things, and this is me being genuine, not over-padding it and godifying him, essentially. But, not making sweet love to his rear end, but really just drawing attention to the work and time that you put in and your genuine vested interest and passion behind this, which is more than anything. It's more of a passion than a job for you. Like, yes, it's your job, but I know that you take great pride in it and the GSB brand in general. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about how Bayfest in itself, the idea came to fruition, what inspirations maybe played a part in, you know, this coming to light.
Sure. Well, thank you, Mike, for all of your kind words. We tried to do Bayfest about 3 years ago. When Long Island Craft Beer Week first started, we were hoping that our former location would be ready and built in time for Long Island Craft Beer Week. As most fans of our brewery would know, things did not quite work out the way that we had planned. So first Craft Beer Week went by, no Bayfest. Second Craft Beer Week went by, no Bayfest. We moved into this location in July of 2012. And since then, we've been working diligently on getting our brewing facility up and running so that we can cease contract brewing at our facility in Brooklyn, which, by the way, our last batch of contract brewed beer was picked up yesterday.
Awesome.
So we should be fully operational here, you know, within the next coming weeks. Well, we have to be fully operational here in the next coming weeks. But given this building and the scale of the building and the property, we felt that it was feasible to do it here, and we were able to do it in time for Long Island Craft Beer Week. With the help of Starfish Junction, we were able to pull it all together, get all the permits, get everything ready. Between myself and Rick, we reached out to all the brewers. Basically, our whole plan for this Bayfest was to invite all the Long Island breweries, who are pretty much all here represented today, and a couple friends of ours, you know, close friends from other breweries upstate. You know, keep it local, keep it, you know, friendly, keep it family, more or less. And we pulled it together, you know, we made the phone calls, people were like, you know what, we'd love to be there. You know, it was one of those things like, well, all right, let's make it happen, let's see if we can do it. And we put the tickets out there, and, you know, it was a steady growth of ticket sales over the course of the time. As of Thursday afternoon, you know, we were sold out. And, you know, that stress was kind of gone at that point, which then brought up, you know, other stresses, but, you know, here we are today. It's here. It's happening. There's 1,300 people here. There are 1,300 people here between, you know, the general admission people and our family and friends and distributor and brewers and everybody here.
Guys in sombreros.
Like guys in sombreros. Thank you, guys. You guys are amazing. I mean, we couldn't have done it without everybody here. It was tough. It was tough. It was stressful, but we got through it, and here we are. So,
and what brought you to the point where you guys, as Grey South Bay Brewery, said we'd like to have our own festival?
Well, we were there from the beginning. You know, from the beginning of Long Island Craft Beer Week 3 years ago, Bayfest was
something you wanted to do.
Yeah. It was going to happen. It was going to happen no matter what. Because of our situation in our last building, it just didn't come to fruition, and, you know, here we are now, and we were given this opportunity to be in this building and do what we're doing, and, you know, here we are today. So it was always in the stars, man. And here it is.
It's got to be exciting. You know, you've been part of this build, essentially, at the ground level, you know, build the foundation of Great South Bay, you know, and you guys have a great presence on Long Island, without a doubt. Pretty much any bar, pub, restaurant you go into, you're bound to see a Great South Bay tap handle, at least one. You know, so that's great to see that build and that, you know, the essential culmination of all the work and time you've put in. It's got to feel great, without a doubt. I mean, I think that speaks for itself, but, I mean,
it,
maybe give us some insight into Phil's mind.
Ooh. Ooh.
Do we want to venture there?
I don't know. You know, it's been a long time coming, and you know, a friend of mine I was speaking to the other day, you know, said to me, you know, you don't sound excited enough. And I'm like, you know what, man, I'm super excited. I'm super excited, but I've been working on this with Rick and Greg, and, you know, now the rest of our team with Kevin, Ken, John, and Mike. You know, I've been here since August of 2010. It's coming up 3 years, man, and it's been a long road. It's been a hard road. We've seen a lot of things, done a lot of things. We know now what to do, what not to do, and it's here. You know, the day that we've been dreaming for is upon us. So it's surreal, I guess you could say. It's I'm super stoked. I may not, you know, you may not be able to see it on my face that I'm super stoked, but, you know, I guess. With great power comes great responsibility. You know, it's like now we have a 30-barrel brewery that we're about to turn on, and with, you know, everything we've gone through with contract brewing, which was a godsend, really, with the company we were contract brewing with, to be able to do such, you know, small batches with them and keep everything going. Now we're going to be doing it here, and we want to also give the opportunity to other smaller brewers and contract their beer here. It's surreal. I guess that's the thing, man. You know, I can't wait to taste that first batch of beer that comes out of those tanks.
Well, you know, and also, like, this is your inaugural event here, you know, at the new facility, you know, and as much as you're probably enthused about this, you're already thinking about the next level and the progression of what you need to do, because there's still so much that needs to be done in every facet, you know, whether it be sales or even back-end wise. And I know your hands in all of that in the best way possible, with also building your team, because I know you guys, you know, Rick had said earlier where you have people, you know, that you've been bringing in incrementally and so on and so forth, which is a great sign of growth and the need for that. So that's definitely something that we look forward to. We absolutely look forward to coming back and doing a more thorough event here with you guys, whether it be video or just hanging out roundtable style, shooting the shit, drinking beers. So
I just want to see a giant sombrero sitting on top of my fermenters.
We can make that happen.
That would be pretty great, actually.
And pinatas.
All those things are phenomenal.
And Mike naked.
I don't know about that, but
we'll put really inappropriate things in the pinata.
Because that's what we would do.
Hell yeah.
So we look forward to that day when we're cracking the pinata open up in that huge square footage of a room. And until we meet again, cheers.
Cheers, man.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm Great South Bay Brewery John. I'm at Bay Fest with the Beer Amigos.
We are here post the
Golden Tap Awards.
Thanks, Trav. Good looking out. With Sue from Hoptron Boutique and Mike Philbrick from the Port Chef Brewing Company.
And we're here at Hoptron Boutique in Patchogue.
We are beers deep in Hoptron. I was going to use another reference, but it was not appropriate for our wide range of listeners.
Are you saying we're balls deep in Mike Philbrick?
I am pretty much saying that. Yeah, man.
Again?
Again.
It's been a great night. Hoptron is a, you know, pretty much new on the block, but pretty great venue for drinking beers. Mike Philbrick was acknowledged, and his crew, you know, that's also important. Let's acknowledge the whole team at Port Jeff Brewing Company pertaining to their contribution to the Sandy Relief beer. Mike, maybe you can give us a little insight as to how that came to fruition and the greatness that has come from that in raising close to and over $60,000 of money to be distributed to needy parties.
Mike, what's 90 divided by 4?
$58,000.
You won!
Which is split between two guys.
29 grand. Yeah. Make money.
Craft beer week!
So how did it feel getting involved with the Sandy Relief beer?
You feel good. I mean, how else would you feel? You know, it's... We got together to make beer for a cause because we realized we could have an impact, and it worked, which is excellent. And hopefully we get together and do it again, not only to just brew the beer, but for all the brewers to get together again. I think it was very almost ceremonial that all the brewers got together and were able to, like, share a day where we hung out, you know, came down to Patchogue, had dinner at a few establishments, and made things happen. So it was a fun time for everybody.
You know who joined us? Mike from Superstar Beverage North Babylon, who carried Surge Protector. Is that correct, Mike?
I sure did, and I loved every minute of it.
All right.
That was a beer that was hard to come by, and for a great reason. I mean, people really, like, seeked it out. Like, it was the white whale, if you will, to reference it as something that beer lovers and enthusiasts reference to beers that are incredibly hard to come by. But a great cause, and obviously for both Barrier and for the local communities that were unfortunate, you know, in the fortunate position of dealing with the devastation of Sandy and everything it brought to our shores and coastlines. Mike poured, they offered at Hoptron today the Party Boat IPA, which was named via a contest, correct, Mike?
Yeah, it was named by a contest, but the reality of it is the original recipe is from one of our brewers, Jamie Partridge, who goes by the name of J Party. So Party Boat was basically a tribute to him, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's like a fishing vessel or a vessel you'd get on to, like, go hang out for somebody's bachelor party or what have you. So ends up working pretty well, but I think what really works is the fact that it's a nasty-ass IPA. It actually gives a nice bitterness, a nice hop overtone in the aroma, and it's like a drink-all-day IPA that you probably shouldn't be drinking all day.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a sessional IPA where if you party boated too hard, you're going to be lights out.
Yeah, I started Mike's pants came off about 2.5 hours ago.
Apparently they did. I don't recollect that, but it's very possible that I was walking around socks naked, balls bouncing. I know that
God for the life preserver. Thank God for that.
I believe that this beer was available. Actually, I digress. The party hop, the hop star that you recently brewed was available exclusively at the Superstar Beverage. Maybe you can give us a little insight as to how that went down and how it was received.
Well, we just wanted to do a specialty beer that we could offer our customers at Superstar Beverage. And we looked to poor Jeff to collaborate with the beer and try to do a collaboration with them to have him produce a beer for us, an IPA, that we want to sell to our customers for Long Island Craft Beer Week. He used a bunch of Mosaic hops, was extremely difficult for him to get. I believe that he did two split shipments, one at his brewery, one to his house, to get some of those Mosaic hops, the 5 pounds or 3 pounds of Mosaic hops. And we want to produce something very easily drinkable for our customers, and it is delicious.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is definitely beer that I've had a lot locally. Mike's personally, Mike's behind the wheel delivering the goods,
and I've seen him
in depth. Doing the work, grinding it out, working long days. With a bad foot, as we learned on Saturday at the Bay Festival.
Toe fungus.
But again, committed to that cause. And we are grateful that you're doing it, and everyone in the area should be. We look forward to what you have to bring to the table, both from a Port Jeff Brewery standpoint, as well as Superstar. It's our go-to local merchandiser of beer. And, it's summertime, so there's no reason for you to not, take a ride down Port, visit Mike and crew. Give him a smooch on the lips and tell him the Beer Amigos sent you.
And check out all the Superstar Beverages across Long Island, guys.
Yeah, man. Good stuff coming up this summer, and we look forward to being a part of it. You better be a part of it. If not, you're a fool, a hooligan, whatever else. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
We are here with Amanda and Sue at the Hoptron Boutique, located on Main Street in Patchogue, New York,
for the Golden Taps Awards show post-party.
Post-party. We're here drinking beers. These fine ladies that are maidens of beer, essentially. How long have you guys been open for? I mean, it's under a year for sure.
5 months.
And how's it been going so far?
Crazy.
Crazy's
amazing.
Crazy in an amazing way, though, right? I mean, I know that for me, I live in town, so for me, I'm always like, if I'm cruising by, I always, as bad it is to say, take my eyes off the road and look what's going on in here.
This is true. Mike has parked his motorcycle here quite a few times to come to Hoptron Brewtique.
Yeah, my Harley fat boy, like me, fat boy. But I'm always curious as to how everyone's doing because, there's businesses in town that I genuinely care about. You have a great mission statement, essentially, and you care about great things that I also care about. So obviously that cohesiveness, has continuity throughout everything I'm doing. So obviously you guys know we're the Beer Amigos. So we want to see, entities that care about craft beer succeeding. I know that you guys first and foremost, sell a lot, homebrew things in your store, which is obviously a huge, nod to people that are homebrewers, people that are looking, from the novice standpoint through experienced homebrewers, which is phenomenal because, that's not something that was available in this direct area. So you're definitely catering to that need. You also have your bottle shop where you're selling beers that, maybe are not available elsewhere. Although we do have great
beer retailers in the immediate area, they're not necessarily offering what you're offering. So maybe give us some insight as to how that came to fruition.
So what we wanted to do something that was kind of all of those things combined. We love Long Island. We love craft beer. We love Long Island craft beer especially. We love the Blue Point. We love Mike from Port Chef. We love all the guys, Spider Bite Larry, Rick and John from Greenport. But what we wanted to do was kind of like, it's a double thing. We wanted craft beer to be respected in the same way that wine was. You know, like you look at the vineyards and it's like, all right, well, so you don't even like wine, but you go to the vineyards because it's kind of the experience. Well, why don't you think of beer the same way? So we've made it kind of the same thing where people, I mean, we've got people that are, they're 21, 22, but you have people that are 60, 70 coming in here and saying, all right, well, I want a flight and just tell me a little bit about beer. We feel like we are the vehicle for people to really get into what beer could be for all those novices that really aren't craft beer people, because there's such a huge population of people that don't know that they like craft beer yet. But we can make them into craft beer people. The fact that we're girls, I mean, I gotta say, you know, like craft beer is still kind of like not a big thing in the female population. But it's not because women don't like taste. It's just that it hasn't been catered to them yet. So the fact that we can kind of do that, and I can poke Mike in the eye, is fantastic.
All right, so that's really great to hear that you know, you two as women are involved in beer, and you have a huge, you know, kind of mission statement and pledge of, you know, respecting beer, and we get that, and we greatly appreciate it. You should absolutely come down to Main Street in Patchogue and visit the ladies at the Hoptron Boutique. Their hours are available online. You know, you can check them out on Facebook, and also I'm sure they have a website. Just Google them like the rest of everyone else, and we'll hopefully see you there. Catch you on the flip side.
Thank you.
Yo.
This is Josh from Carp's Hardware. Thanks for voting for us for Long Island's Best Homebrew Shop Award. We love you all. Carp's Hardware, number one. And I'm here at the Golden Taps Afterwards with the Beer Amigos. Arriba!
So that wraps up another episode of the Beer Amigos. It may have been a little bit short, but it was certainly sweet. Thank you guys for checking us out at Bayfest, taking your pictures with us. It was always awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us at the Golden Tap Awards. Thanks to Hoptron Boutique for having us. Thanks to LongIslandBeerEvents.com and Surface Junction and Great South Bay Brewery for having us at Bayfest.
Plenty of great things going on this summer. We're super psyched about them, and we look forward to hanging out with you and drinking some beers.
As always, check out LABeerEvents.com for more up-to-date information on Long Island craft beer events. Until next time,
adios, amigos.
Thanks for listening.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why